Hi, Mort. This is Veronica.
Hi, Veronica. How can I help?
My situation is a little awkward because my
aren't
husband...
They, aren't they all?
Aren't they all?
Yes, they are. I've listened to all of the That's What I Was Going to Ask DVDs or CDs, and I've listened to all of the CDs, and I'm working through your book, and I'm working through the pamphlet. But my biggest question is, my husband broke our marriage up by letter this year. We are both professional chefs, and we were separated by circumstances and jobs. And he wrote me a letter starting on December 23rd and did not mail it until February 26th, saying that he was only letting me down. He could not be the man he wanted or that I wanted him to be. He couldn't provide for me the wonderful, beautiful life that I had expected, which I never did expect anything as far as a fantasy life, and said basically, and has reaffirmed in emails and texts and phone calls, that he doesn't want to be married anymore. And we've just celebrated our 8th anniversary, and my biggest my biggest trepidation is that in 2 days, we will be spending the entire summer together on the island of which I both own my own business, and he is the chef at a private country club. And I now have to face all of these emotions that I have been dealing with by myself and in silence. And they are now all going to come to a head within 48 hours. And I'm slightly overwhelmed because I'm trying to table all of the things that you said that we need to table to start, you know, with a fresh slate. But he just reemphasizes that he doesn't want to be married anymore. And
so
I don't.
What's your question?
I'm overwhelmed, and I am not exactly certain how I need to work my way through this to not say something that I'm going to regret and not fall apart. And I just kind of need a little fielding. I'm working the program.
Veronica, let me interrupt you. I get what you're dealing with. And in addition to answering your question, let me also address a few things you mentioned, which you didn't necessarily formulate in the form of a question, but they're so crucial that I want to help you with them, and I think it'll be useful for others as well. So first of all, thank God you're going to be reunited with your husband in 48 hours. And even though I know that is scary, and I understand your trepidations, it is a phenomenal opportunity. And if you are listening to all of these CDs and tuning into the program as carefully as you say you are, which I believe you are, then you are well prepared for what is going to begin to take place in 48 hours. There is no one short, simple answer to how you should handle this, you know, being reunited with your husband. In a sense, you've been preparing great because the whole program is an answer to your question. You basically, you know, once you're reunited, it's going to make it much easier to employ the principles and practices that I'm teaching. You're going to have much more access to your husband. It's not that they can't be employed from a distance. They can. And it sounds like you have been doing that. And I hope all of you are separated, whether you're separated by a couple of blocks or whether you're separated by half the world. The vast majority of what I'm recommending can be employed despite a separation. We could talk more about that another time. That's not Veronica's question here. But you should be well prepared. It's all of the principles and practices that I'm teaching that you need to be prepared to employ. One of the most important things, I mean, you've heard me talk about this before, but I'll just use your question as an opportunity to emphasize it. It's really important not to fall into the trap when you finally get together of talking about your situation. Don't talk about the problems, the marriage, the future, his philosophy on marriage and divorce, the history, nothing. Don't fall into the trap, even if he wants to talk about it. Be careful. Try not to get seduced into those conversations. Marriages don't change because of anything you will say. Marriages change because of what you do. That's why when you got married, you said, I do. The motto is say little, do much. Marriages change because people change. You will never talk your way out of something you behaved yourself into. I've been doing this a lot of years, and thank God I've had the opportunity to be part of many successful reconciliations. I can honestly stand here and tell you that I have never, ever, not once, seen a marriage reconcile because of a conversation that a husband had with his wife. I've never seen a marriage turn around because of something somebody said to another. And yet, people are desperate to find those right words, and they're desperate to sit down and talk, and somehow hoping and feeling and thinking that my situation is going to change because I'm going to find the right words. It's not going to happen. Please stop trying. Most of you have probably already sent that 15-page letter. Okay, whatever. If you did, you know, whatever's in the past is done. Let's move forward. But don't send another one. And if you are in the middle of writing that 15-page letter and you haven't sent it, don't send it. It won't be helpful. They never are. Words don't work. Because as soon as you open your mouth, there are a couple things that are happening. First of all, you are inevitably trying to convince your spouse of something. And that's going to create an adversarial situation because they're going to dig their heels in deeper to whatever they're thinking and feeling, and they're going to push back, and you're going to get this verbal argument. And the walls are going to go up, and they're going to get defensive. The other thing that's going to happen is when you open your mouth is you're going to start talking about all the outstanding problems and the issues. And that's just you're just going to get mired more deeply in the negativity of your situation. What I want you to do and what is effective is the exact opposite. And that is you want to get away from the negativity. And you want to use your time and your energy and your access to your spouse to build goodwill and to create positive energy. So, Veronica, when you reunite with your husband on this island, take the time and take the energy and just kill them with kindness and employ the principles and practices. And yes, it's going to be a little bit awkward, but do it anyway and do everything in your power to avoid any discussion about the marriage, the problems, the issues, whatever. Just go to work employing the principles and practices. Now, let me address a couple other things you said, which, again, weren't necessarily formulated as questions, but they're important enough and they relate to enough other people's situations that I want to mention them. So it's classic for the obstinate spouse to claim that they just don't want to be married anymore, right? How many of you have heard that? They don't want to be married anymore, as if they have some philosophical disagreement with the institution of marriage. Sometimes people will say it as if, like, it's not you, it's not us. It's like, I'm just at a different stage in my life, and marriage doesn't fit. Again, they're like trying to depersonalize it and make some claim that the institution of marriage just doesn't jive with where they're at in their life now. Please. Don't buy it. It's bogus. It's a lie. Now, don't misunderstand. I'm not saying that they're necessarily telling you a lie consciously, although they might be. That's for another time. The obstinate spouse never says what's true. They say what they think they have to say to accomplish what they're trying to accomplish, but I'm going to leave that for another time. But I'm not saying that they're necessarily intentionally lying. It could be that they're feeling and thinking that, you know, they have this philosophical difference with the institution of marriage in their life right now. But there's no such thing. A husband and a wife are not philosophers about marriage. They are participants in marriage. And any of the feelings or thoughts they have about marriage in their life directly relate to their marriage and their life with their spouse. And so their claims about their feelings toward marriage now are a direct response to their experience with you in your marriage. And therefore, we're just really back to the beginning, where you want to interact and begin to engage them in new ways that have a chance of influencing their outlook, their feelings, and their thoughts about you and the marriage. Don't fall into the trap of thinking that you have to have some philosophical conversation with them and sort of defeat their argument that, you know, their life doesn't fit with marriage now. The irony is that, I'm not saying this is the case with you, Veronica, but, you know, many of the people that are claiming that they have this philosophical, you know, problem with marriage in their life now are having an affair, right, and planning on spending the rest of their lives with their mistress or mister. And even if that's not the case, I can guarantee you once this hypothetical person, you know, who doesn't see marriage as a part of their life anymore, once that person gets relief from the negativity in the marriage that they're experiencing, and they have that relief for long enough, let's say 6, 9 months, whatever, I can guarantee you now that person starts dating, and if they meet somebody, they want to be together. They don't want to be alone, right? It's always so ironic. Everybody in a broken marriage wants to be single, and everybody who's single wants to date and find somebody to get married, right? So, again, don't fall into the trap. Don't believe the claim that somehow the problem is your husband's philosophical attitude towards marriage. It's not. The problem is your marriage, his marriage. It's the marriage that the two of you are experiencing. Let me put this another way. I've never met anybody. I mean, in all the years I've been doing this, I've never met anybody that's content in their marriage, but unfortunately has this philosophical dilemma where they're opposed philosophically, attitudinally, to the institution of marriage. Never, not once. The only people I've ever met that are making this claim are people that are in a broken marriage. And once again, it proves my point, which is it's not this objective analysis of marriage as it fits into their life. It's a totally subjective analysis or experience of their marriage in their life. And if they had a different experience of you and their marriage, believe me, they would have a totally different attitude and posture towards marriage and towards your marriage. The other thing I wanted to mention, and this unfortunately is in our society a bigger and bigger problem. You mentioned that you're both chefs and that, quote, circumstances have forced a separation. And I know that there are a lot of people that have jobs that require them to be away from their families for extended periods of time. For example, people in the military get deployed for 6 months or a year, home only for a few months, people that work at oil rigs, you know, they're away for months at a time and then back for a month. There are people in business that travel during the week and are home only on the weekends. There's all sorts of different scenarios like this. You get the idea. And a lot of times people come to me with what they see as very complex marital problems. And sometimes I see on my calendar there's even multiple sessions scheduled out into the months. But in the first session, I can see very quickly, and I'll even stop the session and say to them, like, you don't need me. You don't have marital problems. you have a career problem. In other words, there are certain careers that are just not family friendly. And instead of thinking that the career is a given, it's fixed. This is what I do. Now, Mort, can you help me fix my marriage and put my family back together, given that this is what I do? And my job in that situation is not even to take on that challenge. I just had this discussion with another professional, actually, very recently, who was describing to me all that he was trying to do in such and such a situation. And I said, you're doing too much work here. You're taking the long and the hard way. There's a much simpler path here. And that is, this person needs a new job. And if they simply had a new job, it would fix most of the problems that they're facing in their marriage. There are a bunch of these jobs that are just not family friendly. It's not possible to maintain a healthy, deep, intimate connection with another human being given such and such a travel schedule or deployment schedule or, you know, whatever the case may be. And rather than thinking that the job is a given and now figure out, you know, how to have a healthy family in this context, part of what you have to do is recognize that you need to craft a new career direction if you want your life to be filled with love and family. I mean, we have these conversations with our kids when they start to think about or ask us about different careers. So, you know, we enjoy those conversations with them, and, you know, they're at the age where they're starting to ask about what I do and what some of my friends do, and, you know, they're thinking about what they're going to do. And so sometimes they'll ask, you know, what do you think about such and such a career? And my wife and I will tell them, that's not for you. Really? Why, Dad? Why, Mom? Because you're going to have to travel too much. Because you'll be on call 24/7. Or whatever the circumstances are, my advice to my kids is there are a lot of ways you can contribute to society. There are a lot of ways you can make a difference. There's a lot of ways you can make a living. Let somebody else do that. The person who does that job should be single, not married, with a family. And all of my kids look forward to being married with a family. And so we teach them at a very, very young age to avoid certain careers because they're just not family friendly. So as you move forward in your marriage, Veronica, and hopefully build goodwill and re-excite your husband about the possibility of being together, one of the things I think you're going to have to talk about, not now, but one of the things eventually you're going to have to talk about is how do we restructure our careers so that it's compatible with family life and marriage.